This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the conclusion of Plant Week, a.k.a. the Greenhouse of Terror.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Starting out with the Quickwood. Doesn't seem so quick to me. I don't know. Did you figure out what this thing wants?
No, I know.
Like, I don't know what any of these, I don't know what a plant's motivation is.
Yeah.
It's kind of the underlying flaw to intelligent plant as an entry here.
Right. So they figured out, like, hey, that it can move, but not what it is moving for.
Yes.
And when you say it doesn't seem so quick to me, it's not especially nimble, this thing. It's just shallow rooted.
It's a shallow rooted tree with like a face on it, like a weirwood from Game of Thrones. It can see, it can use other oak trees in the area as spies.
Mm-hmm.
And again, hold you down with roots that are unbreakable. It's technically alive. Damn it. It is just becomes a, like, the Monster's Manual, stop doing things that you can't get out of. That's
right.
You know, but then to what end though?
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah, and also, don't make something that is completely immune to all spells. It drenches itself with fire and absorbs everything else.
Well, it drenches it. The reason why it's immune to fire is because it sweats.
Yes, that's what
it literally perspires.
Yeah, that's so a sweaty tree.
It's aka the spy tree. So it's like, does this guy, the person who wrote this, not know what a spy is?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think of spies as particularly sweaty. Like, I think of them as cool under, you know, pressure.
Yeah.
Like a sweaty spy will not live for long.
No, as they say. No.
Yeah, very not so great.
No.
But kind of interesting. Again, I just don't know what they want.
No.
And then one of my favorite illustrations in this book, the Shambling Mound.
Yeah.
These guys are classics.
Yes, Shambling Mound. One of the upper echelon of, like you said, it's classic. This is a very, very good illustration. Like him, his coy looking over the shoulder, or what would be his shoulder.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of cranky and like. You know, walking away from me, though, like non-threatening, but also kind of spooky.
Like you say some shit, son.
Yeah, excuse me. Picture this. I'm a bag of dicks. Put me to your lips. I am sick. I will punch baby bear in his dick. It is just ready to throw down.
Yeah.
And it's got the brain in its torso. It's real fucking weird.
Yeah.
For what if a bunch of plants piled together to make a big ogre shape?
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's a naturally occurring plant golem that grows in size and hit dice when struck by lightning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like it's like just keeps growing until eventually you get one of these things that's fucking like the size of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. It has all these sub ecosystems within it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just know? Imagine walking through a gigantic bog or forest and noticing that there is some kind of like tectonic activities and stuff and nobody knows why. Maybe there are small civilizations there, and then you realize, oh, this is just a massive, nearly continent-sized shambling mound.
Yeah. Yep, yep. And it just screams at you and says, nobody speak, nobody get choked. You're fine.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Yes.
The strangleweed is like a water version of a strangling thing.
Yeah, it's not great. Fine.
You don't even get fucked. It's not even like a kelpie. You don't even get the nut.
Yeah. I mean, not that saying you can't take care of your own business. You can't settle your own affairs.
Yeah. You can in-excess yourself. So it's like the solo version of the kelpie. Like if you just want to jerk off, like you can strangleweed yourself.
Yeah, yeah. It is the monster. It is the Monster's Manual version of the necktie over a doorknob.
Yes, it's the different. This is the necktie over the doorknob, whereas the kelpie is like a fleshlight. Like the Monster's Manual of jerking off until you die under the water. So
just in case you wanted to get that figured out, it's fine.
Yeah, you got options.
Don't even trip. The giant sundew. I don't know this what is this real, is supposed to be. Like it's a bunch
of, it's like a Tangela.
Yeah.
Like the Pokemon, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gross. It smells gross, but it does the same thing that the hangman plant does pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just smells like syrup. It's crawling with flies. It's a bunch of like sticky, ropey, gross things. Just keeping with this like jerk off metaphor. Yeah. Until though we get to the thorny.
I love thorny.
Thorny's real good because it's real brief. I feel like a little bit on the thorny because they leave a lot to the imagination.
It's pretty dense with incident. They leave most of the stats up for the table at the top. And they just describe this plant dog.
Yeah. a dog-like plant guard, and they're trained guards of the mold men, which are good. You know, we like the mold men.
Yeah.
Covered with a spiky bark. Like, come on. Like, they're already doing little cute little puns. Like,
extremely good. Gary, I didn't even identify the pun. That's a good catch.
Oh, its spiky bark is worse than its spiky bite.
I love this. We really could just read the whole paragraph, but here's two sentences, or three. Thornies reproduce by laying egg-like seeds in the ground. A small tree sprouts from the seed, eventually producing buds. Air plant buds, which grow into small thornies. Thornies can be trained if raised from buds.
Oh, I love it.
I want it. Like, just
nothing in the rules that says a thorny can't be your friend.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.